The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, it's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. In fact, left the house at about 5:30 this morning. She gets up early and heads out to the horse before it gets to be 100. What's it going to be? It's only 102 today. We are lucky. Good morning. It is the 18th of July, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Christina is back. Tell everybody where you've been.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Where you been?
I was having 3 days off.
Speak up a little bit.
I was having 3 days off, and it was incredible. We went to the Redwoods camping. I was first time camping in my life.
In your life?
Mm-hmm.
In your life?
Yes, in my life.
Okay.
And it was also a super interesting experience, I have to say. And also, we've been in Eureka, in the coast.
Uh-huh.
It's so beautiful. I'm in love in Trinidad.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah. And I feel like there's a special, mystical vibe there.
In the Redwoods?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there is.
But I have to say, I was kind of surprised we didn't book a camping spot.
Uh-huh.
So usually all spots are reserved like 6 months in the front.
Yeah, yeah.
But we just get lucky that somebody didn't arrive and we just stole the spot.
Now did you use a tent?
Of course, yeah. We actually borrow a tent, and we borrow a mattress. But we was having an adventure with that mattress. Actually, it was an air mattress, which you have to plug in to the wall.
Into the wall?
Yeah, you know, to the charger.
To your charger, okay, in a car.
Yeah.
Okay.
We found the charger in the bathroom. It was not a problem. But then there was a problem to put that mattress in the tent. So we put the mattress under the tent.
Under the tent.
Yeah,
it worked.
Yes,
it
worked. At least we was not on the floor.
How'd you cook? What'd you cook on?
If to be honest, we bought some. It was my husband's birthday, so we bought some national dish from a Ukrainian store in Sacramento.
Really?
Yeah, and we was keeping like a month in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
And we bring it to Redwoods and cook it. It's kind of like dumplings.
Okay.
But it's Ukrainian.
You can buy it in stores?
Yeah, you can buy it or make it by yourself, but not here, in Ukrainian stores in Sacramento.
Oh, in Sacramento, Ukrainian stores. Okay, so what did you cook it on? Did you have a fire? Or?
Yeah, we actually also forgot about the fire, but good that we found some just fall redwoods and we...
Just chopped down a redwood?
And we didn't chop it. We just, like,
no, I know. Yeah, we dropped a 450 foot tree, but we had firewood for the weekend. The next time you go, tell me you're going, and I will loan you a stove, a gas stove. You know, a little and portable one runs on white gas, and you pump it up.
Nice.
It's called a Coleman. It's a Coleman camping stove, and it's got two burners. So next time you go, it's sitting in my garage.
Okay, great. Next time I'll have, like, more experience and I'll be more prepared.
Well,
for sure.
I'm glad you had a good time, but the redwoods are mystical, aren't they?
They are. They're so beautiful and so huge. I was surprised.
Yeah, they are. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. See, I never know where you guys are. I just know that somebody shows up. And Liam tells me, well, somebody, you know, he's supposed to be keeping track of this. So, you know, Pat was involved this weekend. You know, everybody gets involved. So, well, I'm glad. Everybody needs 3 days off.
Thank you.
Have to let me know what that's like because I haven't had 3 days off. And wait a minute. Let me think now. Well, ever. So, okay. All right. Let's talk about weather here. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 102 degrees. Okay. The extreme heat warnings have gone. We don't see that now because it's going to be, you know, Wednesday about 102. Now, Thursday, and it's going to start getting hotter. It's going to be up to 106. So anything, though, over 100 to me, there should be a kind of an advisory to people because where you park your cars. How many of us have the experience of hopping into your car and then you put your hand on the steering wheel and you burn your hands? Or even better, you reach back to grab the seatbelt and you hit that buckle. Whoa. You know, so think about that when you park your cars. The Thursday, like I said, about 106. Now, Friday, we're back up into, I'm sure, it's going to be the heat warnings because it's going to be 111. And then this weekend, 109, 106. Now, I say this, and, you know, we're used to it if you live here in Redding. But still, you should take precautions. You should try and hydrate as much as possible. If you're going to do work in your yard, try to get it done early. That's kind of hard if you're running electric or gas-powered engines. So I usually wait till at least 8:30 and before I crank up the power washer. Just, you know, because Saturday is, you know, a lot of people work. And this is their day to sleep in maybe to 8:30. Who knows? Be aware of that, but also out there, think about our construction guys, and think about the people that are really working for a living out there in the sense of in the trades, how hot it is, and what they're doing. So, you know, they're going to be taking more breaks as they should to get, you know, liquid into their systems. But again, this could be a lot worse. We could be living down where people are in Texas and other places in Southern California where it is, I think Death Valley hit 128 degrees, 128, 130 degrees. But when you've got a name like Death Valley, you should have 128, 130 degrees. Have you ever been to Death Valley, Christina?
Nope, I didn't.
Oh, you got to go down there. Yeah, don't go now. Go in the wintertime.
But I was reading a few days ago an article, in 1913, there was 145 degrees in Death Valley.
145 degrees.
Yes, and
I believe
people
it.
Was burning, like, who was staying in the streets, it was just burning.
What was?
People. The skin, was just like a burning of the
their skin. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100, how much? 145. It's hard to imagine that. So, anyway, weather reports, not the weather, but the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, been in the business several decades. They provide just outstanding service, and that's the difference because all the gas comes out of a couple of big tanks down south. And the Kenny family have been taking care of their customers since the day they opened, too. They treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. And it's a locally owned, locally operated business. And it's a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. Let's just take a break now. And then I've got, like, a list of 8 things to talk about. But my friends, this will be open line, I think. I don't have anybody scheduled, but that doesn't mean anything. People drop by. It'll be open line from, after we get back till 8 o'clock. So if there's something on your mind, something stuck in your craw, now's the chance to come out and say it. You know, it doesn't have to be about anything I'm talking about. It can be just about anything. Something that you want to talk about. Otherwise, you get to hear me talk about a number of things that are not stuck in my craw, but I find interesting. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at PSA2 Area on Agency, Area Agency on Aging. They have the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, and this is a no-cost program for people in the program. Its whole idea is to reduce the number of harmful falls suffered at home by older adults, and life-changing falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you're accepted into the program, they'll come out and look at your house. They'll put up grab rails. They'll find ways to help it make your life easier while you can stay in your home, which is always a great idea for people. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. Find out about the program. See if you can get into the program. Again, it's no cost to you. It's all done from grant. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The first of the lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's the 18th of July. I'm happy. You should be happy. No, you don't have to be happy, but why not? What are you thankful for this morning? What are you thankful for this morning, Christina?
To be honest, that I'm just here and I'm living my best life.
There you go. I'm here and I'm living my best life. You're thankful for that, right? When you think about it, when you get up in the morning, you ought to try asking yourself, what am I thankful for today? And you know what? And you're going to find something. I mean, it could be something small, but then it starts your day off good. So, you know, for me, my day starts off when I wake up. When I wake up, it's a good day. It's only downhill from here, but no, it's a good day. So I think about the things I'm thankful for. It's a good way to start your day off. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, and many people are, then Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help you. It can offset the cost of your car, truck, or your bike. Yeah, electric bike. And the charging station. And how do you do this? You visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. It's open line, my friends. And but one of the things I want to talk about, it was in the record searchlight. I gleaned through the record searchlight. And frankly, it's a lot of the same stories day after day after day. In fact, the opinion pieces go back months. And then on Sundays, the things I read during the week are in the Sunday paper. Not everything. They have other things in there. But I just believe it's important to keep supporting the record searchlight. You know, they have things done to them that's not their fault. You know, they're owned by Gannett, and they constantly are having rudder changes from the big boys there that have impact on them. But here it is. Who leaked info from the supervisor's closed-door meeting? Now, what they're talking about, if you remember when Chris Street was rumored to be the one that was going to be offered the job, but this was all, but the information was leaked beforehand, and supervisor board chairman Patrick Jones said one of the leakers had to be in the room when the board voted, and he suspects it's a fellow supervisor. So they hired an investigator. And the investigator, I don't know how much they paid for the investigator, said they couldn't say conclusively who leaked the information. Everybody has denied it, and Street himself won't talk about it. Now, you remember, Chris Street came in and was offered the job pending a background investigation. But the news about him being offered the job kind of swept through Redding. Now, the reason they want to keep it secret is that they, for one thing, it protects the person applying for the job. If they're applying for the job and they haven't told their employers, if they're working right then, that they're looking at another job that they'd like to have, if it gets back to the employers can just cut them loose, and then they don't get hired. So they're kind of screwed. So you have to keep it secret. Plus, I think in the rules and all of this is to be kept secret. Now, the issue did get out, as we all know, and but some of it was wrong. The county put out a press release, and it said disclosures in several news publications that appeared to reflect unauthorized disclosures of confidential information from closed session. Some of these disclosures reflect inaccurate information. Now, so then they went on to say that Chris Street was one of the seven candidates interviewed. He was not soundly rejected. There was no information presented in a closed session claiming Street had been divorced. Because that's one of those things that came out, and I'm not sure if that was News Cafe or not. But they, you know, this rumor that he's going through a divorce or he had a divorce, like that should make a difference anyway, wasn't true. He was quite and I don't blame him. Street was upset about that. Majority of the board offered Street the CEO job contingent on a completion of the background investigation. A final appointment had not been made. And they voted 5-0 to authorize the county council's office to conduct an investigation of potential unauthorized disclosures from the closed session. And the investigator cannot prove beyond a shadow of a doubt who leaked information about it. And Patrick Jones has his ideas, who he thought did it, that the information was spilled to Donnie Chamberlain, who told Judy Salter of Reading, who Jones says was one of the first to pass the information on social media. But when they reached out to the two people who immediately pointed out what they said was at least, they said was at least a recipient, oh, pointed out who they said was at least a recipient and spreader of the leak. Now, Salter said she did not find out about the information about Street from Chamberlain or Rickert. And while Salter was named by Jones as a link in the chain of leaked information, she said the county's investigator did not contact her and ask her how she found out about it. She said former county supervisor and Reading City Council member Francie Sullivan called her to talk about Street. So Judy just says, hey, Francie Sullivan told me this. And, you know, and it wasn't like it was a secret to the nuclear weapons key to launch the launch missiles. It wasn't. It was all over. I mean, you could hear it from different sources. Anyway, Judy said that why don't you just ask me? Nobody asked me. So the investigator asked Sullivan. I told the investigator that I found out from Chris Street. Someone I knew asked me if he could give Chris Street my phone number, and he told me Chris Street was a finalist. So, there you go. And I'm not even sure what this means. But here's the one thing. Something being leaked from the meeting about somebody in there, that's not good. It could be, you know, it could be anything. And if they're taking that oath of secrecy there, where we're not going to talk about it, and then somebody goes out and leaks it. It doesn't do the process or the people any good in it. So, it'll be interesting. I think this one's dead in the water because it's over. They can't find out. They can't prove who did it. And it appears that a couple people said it was me. So, but you don't know who told, Francie Sullivan alludes that it was Chris Street told her. So, which was another person that was in the meeting. And the bottom line, though, was that Chris Street was not hired. Something in the background investigation, from what I understand, precluded it. They did go on to hire Dave Rickert, who is no relation to Mary Rickert, who's up there. And we're trying to get Dave on the show here. And he, as you can imagine, is up to his nose in trying to figure out what's going on in Shasta County. And if he figures it out, I hope he shares it with us. The L.A. Police Union, it switched down to Southern California. I just love doing this. I love talking about L.A. and San Francisco. The L.A. Police Union boss tells police to lead the city. Go somewhere that understands your worth. He's telling the police in his union to quit their jobs and go someplace else. The LA Police Department has lost 1,000 officers since 2019. He encourages officers to ditch the city and find work elsewhere during unsuccessful salary negotiations with the city. So it's coming down to money. It's not the way they're being treated, but they're being treated horribly. He made the comment on his own Facebook page. He then took it down when he said that the LA City Council was stacked against the police. Go someplace that has a city council or city manager that openly acknowledges the great work you do. Kind of like here in Reading. In Reading, for the first time, it's got a full, not for the first time, it's been a year or so, it's got a full contingent of officers and more in training. Now, if we can somehow transfer or share the jail, like say you take a new officer that's coming into the city police and you have them work over there for 6 months, I wonder if that would work. If you kind of share, if, you know, it's a six-month tour, you're still getting the same pay, and you work in the jail, and you add four or five people over to the police, to the sheriff's department, I wonder if that could be done and enable us to open up the third floor of the jail. And, you know, we need a new jail. Everybody, we all agree on it. But unless we can, unless, you know this, everybody knows, unless you have the personnel to run the new jail, even though it would take less because it would be more tech, you know, technology friendly to the jailers than this, and being able to close doors and get people out and move them from spot to spot just by pushing buttons and doors opening, doors closing. It takes less people to move them. But until you get enough people, it's going to be years before that jail's built. Are we going to wait years before that third floor of the jail that's already there is open? That's 250 bad guys that are wandering the streets because we don't have the room. There's got to be a way that maybe a sharing that you get one from Anderson and two or three from Reading, and they come in and they, you know, they work in the jail. And until they can get their hiring numbers up, until they get their people in there, is that a possibility? It takes a lot of bad people off the street. Yeah, you could use your junior officers. Well, I didn't, you know, and when they're signing up, say, look, your first 6 months is going to be working in the jail. That way you can understand how the jail works, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we can get more bad guys off the street. You heard it first here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the highest rated hospitals in the country by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. It's one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. It's the only one in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotics system. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is a proud supporter of downtown Reading, and they sponsor so many events, especially veterans events. They help in every way they can. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you okay with Gavin Newsom selecting your next supervisor? Stand with Kevin Cry and keep him in office. Please join us for a fundraising dinner and live auction on August 5th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets can be purchased in person at Ninja Coalition in Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. Get your tickets soon. This event will sell out. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back. I'm still standing. And I hope you are too. Hey, it's 7:36 in the morning here on the 18th of July, and it's already 73 degrees. Really? 73 degrees. And Nick Gardner was just in here. You know, Nick's got a window washing company, and he washes the windows here and a bunch of other places. And he's out real early because around noontime, things slow down. But this portion of the show, I'll tell you a business that never slows down, and that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or for whatever reason, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You know, a lot of times the employers want to get their workers back. They've had a long-term relationship with them. They're important to the company. They're even friends. But it's beyond the employer. It goes to the insurance companies. Insurance companies don't really care like your employer can. And, they may be dragging your feet. There could be treatment that's withheld. Well, you need help then. Call Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168. You want somebody that's going to fight for you, and I guarantee you Patrick Gorman's not afraid of a fight. We're just talking about how the LA Police Union told their officers to quit and go to some place that values them and respects them. Now it's about money because they're going through the union, contracts right now. But they've lost 1,000 officers. They didn't say how many they've gained back, through hiring and all this. But obviously LA is having a heck of a time down there with the homeless problems, with the gang related activities, the smash and grabs. It's gone out into between there and San Francisco. They've going out into the suburbs now, into the rich areas and doing smash and grabs. We know a family, in fact, 2 weeks of the month, the wife lives down there in LA in a real nice area, by the way, real nice area. Their home, in fact, has been used as a movie set. Not a movie set, when they come into homes. And she had her house broken into. And she had a security system, but they've been looking at this, looking at it. They came in really low underneath where the sensor was, came in. We're in there for like 5 minutes, rifled through everything, took a computer, and then we're out. And they think it was three young men, and it's driving around the neighborhood in a Mercedes. So it must be a good gig. But and so people are really scared about this. And in San Francisco suburb, people are coming up with baseball bats and taking purses and phones and everything from moms walking their children in their strollers in the big stroller area they have down there where all the moms get together. There's no fear there. I can't picture that happening here in Redding, something like that. I think that the police would show be there and be able to keep this from happening. Not that we don't have our crime, you know, like car theft and these things. Anyway, so let's move on over to Hollywood. I don't think a lot of Hollywood. I don't think much of Hollywood. I think that I see people that are making pronouncements about how our economy should go and how our lives should be run by people who have not, you know, some of them have finished high school, many of them never finished college. It doesn't mean they're not smart, but they're making these pronouncements, and they want to tell you how to run your family. They want to tell you what should happen to your children. They have a tough time handling their own lives, if you look at it. But this new strike, the strike from the writers and the actors that have shut down production in Hollywood, shut it down totally. And one of the former CEO of Paramount Pictures has said that this strike could doom the whole entertainment industry if it's not resolved soon. There doesn't seem to be enough trust and energy to get it settled soon. Okay. If it doesn't get settled until Christmas or so, then next year there's not going to be any programs for anybody to watch. So you're going to see subscriptions get pulled, which is going to reduce the revenue in all these companies. And these conditions will potentially produce an absolute collapse of the entire industry. Now, not everybody in Hollywood is a crazy person. There are a lot of people that aren't crazy. They're just like us. You know, they're working their jobs and all this. However, you don't hear from them. One of the big concerns, though, is AI replacing writers. Compensation structure and minimum employees on teams. I'm not going to get into that, but AI replacing writers. As you know, GPT, we use it to write radio commercials, and it does a great job. You give them the information in it, tell them it's a 30-second radio commercial, boom, 5 seconds later, 8 seconds later, here comes a 30-second commercial out. Now, I've done this like, five times, and I would say 5 out of 5 times are pretty good commercials. You might have to change a word here or a phrase, but they hit it, and it's 30 seconds long. And they add things to it. As long as it isn't untrue, you know, keep it in there. However, AI has, you know, the way that AI is growing, and it's growing exponentially, they're using it in healthcare. They're using it in so many different things. But I could see where you could give you could feed in to AI the script idea, the characters, you know, the background and all this, write me a 30-minute script. And probably within 5 minutes, it could produce a script. Now, is it going to be perfect? No. But is it going to be close? Probably. And then you could have one person do it that's not involved in the strike. Management, take a look at it, change some things. And I wonder how good it could be. I'm believing it's probably already being used in some things. Now, AI. Has anybody gone to see the new Mission Impossible? Have you seen it yet? No. Okay. It appears that the enemy in the in this Mission Impossible isn't a person. I'm not giving it away but the enemy is a artificial intelligence algorithm called the Entity, which could dominate the globe if Ethan Hunt can't contain it. That's in Dead Reckoning. So it's not a person. It's AI. So I'm kind of looking, I like Tom Cruise anyway because he stands up to people and has, he does things like he saved Hollywood after COVID with Top Gun, and which could be good or bad, but he pretty much does what Tom Cruise wants to do. He's kind of like that 600-pound gorilla in Hollywood. All right, we're going to take a quick break, And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides for the weekends, and so much more. It ranges from small to large equipment, so small that you can use on your property, you know, you have a few acres there. You maybe need to dig post holes. Maybe you need to clear land on your property there to get defensible space. Well, NorCal Tractor and Equipment has all your needs for that. Just give them a call at 530-221-6800. Tell them what you need, and they're going to have the piece of equipment that can help you. Locally owned, locally operated, NorCal Tractor and Equipment is located in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Really, really fine people down there. We know not only the owners, but some of the people that work for them, and they're just really good people. We'll be right back.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domestic furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Yeah. Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:49 in the morning, 75 degrees here on the 18th of July. And let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Just a quick comment. You were talking about the Chris Street and issue and that Francie Sullivan, you didn't mention in the paper that she was so upset after talking to him that she was considering putting her house on the market because he talked about Shasta County becoming a charter county, which is a great idea, or that it might form its own power company. I'm a little confused that those two issues, unless it's stated incorrectly, or she just doesn't like the man, period, because he has conservative ideas. I'm not sure, but
I think that's part of it. I think part of it is a personal disdain, which we all have for different people. And I did read that, but I kind of thought of that as a tongue-in-cheek comment. As far as a charter county, you know, I believe that we ought to be thinking about a charter city for Reading. And
absolutely.
Why not? And a charter county? I mean, what are the drawbacks to it?
That's right.
I go like this. I don't know the pros and I don't know the cons, you know, because I haven't studied it. There could be a good argument.
Oh, I think there is, and I think they're looking at it. I think Mr. Rickert's looking at it the board, and I mean, we need to get our autonomy back. The state has taken everything from us, or that's their goal, it appears. We've got to do everything we can to retain some independence of local control, and if that's the answer,
we'll
get voted in overwhelmingly.
Yeah. Well, that's the bottom line. We want to have as much control over our local issues as possible. I'm not in the middle. I'm dealing with something with the county and an individual. And, you know, frankly, the county is being helpful. I mean, they get back to me immediately.
That's great.
And they're talking to me. They're answering my questions. But it comes down to the fact it's the state. The state is putting requirements on this nonprofit that are just simply ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's a state thing, and they've taken that away. It's like they've taken away the right to where we want to put solar farms and wind turbines. They've taken that away. They've taken they've reached down into Southern California and take away the right to what school boards can say they want to have as books in their in their libraries, not based on fact, but just based on this emotional thing that we want to control it.
Well, their ideology is everything. They want to control everything. They want everybody to think like them. They don't want everybody to have their own lives and independence. And it's a very concerning time.
It is a concerning time because every time that they see something, they get, you know, oh, we're just going to change that. We're not going to let you do that. Because we know better.
They don't care what you think.
No, they don't care. Okay.
Okay.
We all agree. Thank you for the phone call.
Yeah, bye.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Unfortunately, Bob dropped.
Bob! What happened, Bob?
We lose him.
Oh,
I'm
Bob.
Sorry for that.
I'm sorry. What'd you do? Did you hang up on him?
No.
Okay.
I think...
Bob, if you'd like to call, we've still got time. So let's talk about, we talked about the heat here. But there is a comment in here that excessive heat warnings are going across America. From Southern California to Mississippi, record-breaking temperatures. They've said new highs were forecast from the Four Corners states, which would be New Mexico, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, to lower Mississippi Valley and South Florida. Phoenix was leading the pack, the Valley of the Sun, which is accustomed to extreme summer conditions, but the mercury reached 114 on Sunday and 116 on Monday. Now, considering we get that on a semi-regular basis, that doesn't really impress me that much. However, if you said 100, like 118, then, you know, then go, ooh. But we had 114 last weekend. Anyway, but the temperatures are going to climb above 110 each day through at least the end of the weekend. And the high on Tuesday would be 116, which is a record high for the date. And Thursday is going to be a new record at 117 degrees. Now that's hot. For 8 days in a row, low temperatures have not dipped below 90 in Phoenix. Low temperatures, at least we get at night, we get down into the 70s. That gives us some respite. So this heat that we're seeing is going clear across. Now, air quality that's been hovering in the danger zone in parts of the U.S. for days was improving Tuesday. The only U.S. city as unhealthy was in Washington, D.C. Now, that's because of the fires in Canada and all this. So we're not the only ones that are going through the heat. But, to me, respite is at night. It gets down in the 70s. So you can, you know, your house gets a chance to cool off before you start up the next day. But if it's still in the 90s at night, there's no getting away from it. And because the next day, by 10 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be well over 100 in your house if you're not taking care of that. Okay, what else have I seen something that's irritating me? Okay, I can't go off. I can't leave without mentioning the other caravan that's coming from the south. A caravan of nearly 1,000 migrants is making its way through Mexico toward the United States, mostly Venezuelan migrants formed Saturday in southern Mexico after many had run out of money for food and nowhere but the streets to sleep. And the caravan formed amid record immigration surges at the U.S.-Mexico border. They walked across the highway with the Venezuelan flag with the words, "Peace, Freedom, S.O.S. We just want to move forward to fulfill our American dream. And work, because we're all workers here." So if you don't get to come across the border just to look for a job, you know, that is illegal. And if they do that, that means they're here illegally, which would make them illegal migrants, which for some reason we can't use that word anymore, illegal, because what they've done is illegal. Coming across, you come across the border because you're being persecuted, your family has been threatened, the government is putting, thousands in jail and you're trying to escape that. These people are coming up because they just want a job. Now I can understand that. But that's not a reason to migrate to our country. And there's a difference between immigration and migration. Immigration, it's kind of controlled. People want to assimilate into our culture. Migration is what's happening in Germany. I just talked to a guy that just got back from Austria, Germany, in that area, and who's from that area, and said that they've lost the battle there. They've lost the battle. They're not immigrating. They're migrating and setting up their own towns, own cities, own areas in large cities. They've lost the battle in Germany, he said. And Italy is having that same problem. And when they try to push back on it, there's riots. And you can look at France. It was burning for like 2 weeks there. Greg Abbott has put a floating barrier along the Rio Grande. And they've also deployed razor wire in certain areas of the state's border with Mexico. The National Guard has also had the help of authorities from 11 other Republican states trying to curtail the number of people coming through here, because it's not just work. These people are being forced to bring in drugs. I'm not even going to get into human trafficking. I am so appalled at the amount of human trafficking that's coming across our border because Joe Biden chooses to let it happen. Yes, just let me say it. He's the president. He could do anything. He could easily stop people coming across that border. It would take a surge. It would take a surge of our National Guard. It would take a surge to go along there and keep people in across the border. the way it's going now, they're coming in. Children are coming in without guardians. And they're shipping them. They're flying them places to where they say they have family. Yet there's no DNA test. There's no way to prove that these kids are going to a member of their family. And the whole thing is such an atrocity and such a mess. And I can lay it on President Biden because he can do it. Trump showed that he could slow it down. But one of the things he did. But now this administration seems to think it's okay. All right, we're going to take a break from the news. And when we come back, we have Redding Rancheria and some information about that new business they're in.
...into North Korea is an American soldier. No immediate details on how or why the GI crossed the border or whether the soldier was on duty at the time. Former President Donald Trump says he has received a letter informing him he is a target of the Justice Department investigation that into efforts to allegedly undo the results of the 2020 election. The Biden administration and major consumer tech players launching an effort to put a nationwide cybersecurity certification and labeling program in place.
The program is to help consumers choose smart devices that are less vulnerable to hacking. Officials liken the new U.S. Cyber Trust Mark initiative to the Energy Star program, which rates appliances energy efficiency. The initiative will be overseen by the Federal Communications Commission. Industry participation is voluntary.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at townhall.com, figures released by a Chinese provincial government have revealed a surge in cremations since the beginning of the year, suggesting the true scale of COVID deaths in China.
It's impossible to say that all the excess cremations in Zhejiang were because of COVID deaths. It's also difficult to extrapolate nationwide figures from just one province that's home to only 5% of China's population. But the figures suggest that there was a massive increase in deaths in China at a time when COVID was sweeping the nation. The Chinese government has refused to say how many people have died from the disease. It's even stopped releasing cremation statistics. The Zhejiang figures were quickly taken down shortly after they were published.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Exciting medical news for infants.
U.S. officials have approved a new long-acting drug to protect babies and toddlers against a respiratory virus that causes thousands of hospitalizations each year. The FDA approved the injection for infants and children up to 2 years old. It's made by AstraZeneca and is already approved in Canada and Europe. RSV is a cold-like nuisance for most healthy people, but it can be life-threatening for the very young and the elderly. There are no vaccines for babies yet, so AstraZeneca's shot is expected to fill a critical need. John Scott report.
Architect of Detroit's bankruptcy filing admits it was a tough process, but 10 years on now, Detroit's former emergency manager Kevin Orr maintains the restructuring of the Motor City among the most important accomplishments he's had. On July 18, 2013, Detroit filed for bankruptcy. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A red sweater worn by Princess Diana is expected to sell for at least $50,000.
The playfully patterned wool jumper, featuring a single black sheep amid a pattern of white ones, headlines Sotheby's online fashion icon sale in September. The 19-year-old Lady Diana Spencer was photographed in the garment at a polo match in June 1981, soon after her engagement to Prince Charles. Some have speculated Diana liked the black sheep pattern because she felt like an outsider in the royal family. The sweater has an estimated price of $50,000 to $80,000. Online bidding opens on August 31 and runs through to September 14. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Actors and writers continue walking the picket lines in New York and L.A., and they reportedly are bracing for a long standoff. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM or 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. She was out of the house at 5:30 this morning heading to the stables because I take care of Odina the Wonder Horse. This is a daily thing we do. Good morning, everybody. It's the 18th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion and community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And Christina's at the helm. Do we have a national day today?
Yes, we do.
And?
Good morning, everybody. And actually, today is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, come on. National Hot Dog Day?
What is your favorite place where to eat hot dogs in Reading?
Okay, my favorite place is down right in front of the post office on Yuba Street in Randy, the hot dog guy. Unfortunately, when it hits 100 degrees, Randy doesn't come out there.
So, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you know, and so I'm not sure he'll be there today, but that's my favorite place. So there's other places in town that have great hot dogs. Okay, the weather. We've just talked about how a heat wave has been going across the U.S., and Phoenix was in a heat wave, and it was 114 degrees. You know, I go, and that makes news. We've got that up here. We had that this weekend. The one thing that Phoenix has, though, is it doesn't get any lower than 90 degrees. We get down in the 70s, and today it's going to be 102 with a low tonight at 70 degrees. We start getting back up into it Thursday, 106, but Friday, 111, and this weekend, very hot, 109, 106, and Monday, about 102. So we're looking at over 100 degrees for the whole week, but again, it gets down to 72, 73 at night. So I think that's kind of a respite. The weather forecasts are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally run company, a family-owned company that gives just outstanding service. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. It's a veteran-owned business. The Kinney family do a lot for other organizations around here, nonprofits, and so many others. Really good people there. And give them a call at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Reading Rancheria and the CEO.
I know.
I'm getting it. Tracy Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have a full house today.
We do. I brought lots of people with me.
You did. And one person we have to get to right away is Jeremy Hayward, who is the president of Redco, the economic side of the house. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, Miranda.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. And we brought Anise in.
Yes, this is my intern this summer.
And so. Introduce her.
Veronica Shepherd. She's here with us on the side.
We've always already established that she can run fast because you and I can bring her into our relay team.
Perfect. Okay. We're recruiting now.
We're recruiting for our relay team. That's right. You just got to be, and it's not far. It's like 50 yards. But you do have to hold a flag while you're running and don't trip. Okay, but we've solved that problem for next year, so maybe we don't have to do that, but we don't know.
Just for fun, we can keep
Just for fun, we can keep this going and make this a part of the rodeo. You know,
we should make it an event.
An event and a rodeo. Yeah, you have to do it in 8 seconds or less. Got it.
Or Carl trips you or ropes you or something.
It's a long story, but it worked. We made it work. Improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Hey, Jeremy's here to talk about the new business. We talked about it last month a little bit, that you all have gone into a partnership with a company who is building hydrogen production facilities.
Yeah, so we partnered with a company called H2EG, and they are a manufacturer of green hydrogen here in the United States, and there's been a huge push for hydrogen production to be expanded in the United States to expand on green energy and all those things. So we've partnered up with them, and we're entering into that world now.
So what is the plan for this, Jeremy?
So
it's one thing to make hydrogen, and is that a hard process?
Yeah, I mean, it is a hard process. There's a lot of different ways to make hydrogen. The way that we're going to make it is using woody biomass. And so we have partnered in the past. We partnered with EVM, or Essential Vegetation Management.
So you're using biomass.
Yeah.
Which is another plus.
Yep. So
wow.
We're trying to reduce the fires in California by extracting the fuels from the floor on the forest, and use all that woody biomass to create hydrogen out of it. So we're hoping to reduce fires and reduce emissions.
You know what? I did not know that part. We didn't talk about that
We did not.
That you're using
biomass. I brought the expert with me.
Yeah. Well, using biomass, it's a twofer.
It is.
And you've already got, like, contracts with companies to provide this, because biomass is a renewable asset.
Yeah, we have contracts. We're not allowed to talk about the contracts.
Oh, no, I understand that.
But we do have some offtakes that have been solidified, and we're working through getting financing and all that stuff done. We've tied up the property in Red Bluff that we're planning on building the facility at.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan for the hydrogen is to sell it to a company that would use it in heavy trucks. So semis.
Heavy trucks,
yep.
Semis.
Yep.
Now, when you're using hydrogen as a fuel, the byproduct is water.
Water, biochar, and char water. And all of them are useful in agriculture, and none of them are harmful to the planet, which is great.
Wow. So this is a threefer.
Yeah.
It could be a fourfer.
What we're really trying to do at Redco is we're trying to figure out different businesses that we can still make money at doing, but that we can make sure that for our tribe, the next 7 generation is really important, and we want to make sure that these businesses that we're getting in right now aren't going to continue to damage the planet, damage the forests and stuff here in California. So we want to make a difference, and we want to make sure that for the next 7 generation, that not only do they have businesses that will help sustain them and their families, but they'll have a planet, they'll have forests, they'll have air and water and all these things that we need today that seems like a lot of companies aren't concerned about at the moment. So,
well, Jeremy, let me ask you about your background here. How did you get into this? I mean, this is an intricate process. And you're in charge of all of the economic development for 7 generations. And that's a big. I mean, that's right there.
That's a big job. Yeah.
That's a big job.
It's been a long road. I started working for the tribe when I was 14 or 15 years old, and working in the casino as a waiter on all the bingo people in there, and just kind of
everybody starts in bingo.
They
yeah,
do.
I've noticed
I
that.
Was a bingo admissions clerk.
Everybody starts with bingo. Okay,
and just kind of worked up from there. I worked in finance. I worked at the golf course, worked in hospitality, became the director of security at the casino for a number of years, was on council, and chaired our investment committee, and a few
He's
other
done
things.
It all.
Yeah.
Well, you got to, so you can understand the whole facet of it.
Jeremy is enthusiastic. He has brought Redco up to a level that it hasn't been.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been extremely excited and happy. I say he is younger than me, so he's young and full of energy. He's got a lot of ideas, and we haven't had that for a while, so it's been great. So this is exciting for the tribe to get into, and we're so excited.
Well, this sounds like, you know, like I said, this is a, you know, 3 or 4 results of this, or the business itself. One, if we can really get a real biomass production going where we can clear out dead trees, brush, I mean, that's an inexhaustible supply of energy right there. So we get that out so it's better for the forest. And you're building a hydrogen plant off of this that they're going to use in heavy trucks.
Yep.
Of course, there's this big push for electric trucks, semis.
Electric trucks aren't right now aren't economical. So if you think about the amount of time that it's going to take to charge a semi battery and how long we're going to have those truckers sitting there waiting for those vehicles to charge, that's time that they're not spending on the road. It's time that it counts towards their time cards throughout the day for driving and all that stuff. So
plus they have to get another 2,000-pound allowance for their batteries.
Yeah.
That doesn't count on their haul.
So I know that they're working really hard on the electric vehicles and electric trucks to figure out a solution to make these a little bit more economical. But for now, the answer for semis is hydrogen. Hydrogen takes 7 minutes to refuel. We can get 700 to 800 miles out of a tank of hydrogen. And it's
that's a full load?
Completely green and completely clean.
Full load?
Yeah.
Full load.
Full load. Yes,
wow.
Sir. I think it's about 900 to 1,000 miles for a regular for diesel.
Uh-huh.
So we're getting really, really close to the mileage that they're getting out of diesel trucks right now.
Wow. Okay, got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. It's not Judy's first rodeo. She started helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners back in 1993. As you know, the big insurance companies are pulling out of California and not insuring your homes and property that way. We'll give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. She's been fighting this battle for several years, and she is an expert on it. She's going to find insurance for you, affordable insurance for you. If anybody can, Judy can. Again, 530-221-0441. It's a free review and analysis. You can come in and find out your best options for this. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th.
Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits.
Like I'm Already There
and What About Now.
Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. I'm having a problem with my microphone. It's got its own mind to say. It's not the only full service jewelry store in Reading, but it is the only jewelry store with a watch repairman. If you've got a watch, it means a lot to you and you want to use it, you just take it down there to Four Winds Jewelry and he can fix that for you. He could probably build it from scratch. Not only that, but a huge selection of jewelry there from, Native American turquoise to, estate jewelry, consignment, plus all the regular types of jewelry that you can imagine and specially designed pieces. All located at Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Reading Rancheria,
Tracy Edwards.
Edwards. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You know, I go through this every so often. You know that. Miranda and
Veronica.
Veronica. Okay, I'm surrounded, but it's okay. Jeremy is the president of Redco, and we're talking about their new venture, hydrogen and hydrogen fuel, and it's done with biomass, which makes it even better. What's your vision for this? I mean, you just didn't. Oh, okay, that seems like a good idea.
No, our plan is we want to create a hydrogen highway that would span from Mexico to Canada, and so the idea is that we would get every semi that we can that's running up and down I-5 currently off of diesel and onto hydrogen so that we can show the government, the United States, and the trucking companies that this is possible, that we can do this. In doing so, we need, just in California, we need to put in 7 fueling stations from San Diego up to Yreka.
And so for the trucks.
For the trucks, yep. And 7 would be the minimum so that we have the distance in between each one to be able to get semis from each fueling station and have enough.
Because they can go 800, 900 miles, aren't?
Yeah, 700
miles. 700 miles, okay. Is the engine different?
So the engine for there's a couple different engines for hydrogen. There's one that they're working on right now that's a combustible motor that would actually ignite the hydrogen, and those are being worked on right now by Toyota, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Yamaha, and a couple other companies are all working on that together. And then the other batteries are basically electric, or the other motors are basically electric batteries that are recharged using the ions from hydrogen.
So it's recharging as it's moving then.
Yes, sir.
Now, you told me you transport it in liquid, but then when it goes into the vehicle, it goes in as a gas.
Yeah, so hydrogen is the smallest molecule to try to contain. And so transporting it, you lose a percentage of hydrogen for every hour that you're on the road transporting it from facility to facility. So to do that without losing too much hydrogen, we have to liquefy it when it's in the trailer for the truck to be transported.
Okay.
And then it's regasified when it's put into the pump.
Okay, so the way I understand this is 7 stations, hydrogen trucks, and How long does it take to refuel one of these?
7 minutes.
Okay. That was a big thing, too. They can pull in there. They can put the pump or the hose or whatever it is on it. It'll fill it up in 7 minutes, and they can be on their way.
They're back on the road again.
And they can haul the same amount.
Same amount, yep.
And there's no byproducts except
water.
Water.
Yeah, water, biochar, and char water are the byproducts.
And you make the hydrogen by using biomass, and you've got a company that said we can produce as much biomass as you need.
Yep, we do. And then if we were to run out of biomass, or if we, for some reason, we cleaned up all the floors on the forest here in California.
That'll be the sixth generation.
Yeah. Well, there's a feedstock that we can grow that will, if on about 1,000 acres or so, we can grow enough of this feedstock to keep this facility running without having to use any biomass if we need to. And the feedstock grows 4 inches per day. So, you know, if for some reason we do get all the problems in California with all the biomass taken care of, we'd be able to switch over to the feedstock.
This is just incredible.
It's great.
How'd you get into this?
I got really lucky. And
had to be something in your head that said, I've got, you know, we've got to look at something that's going to, one, help the planet. It's going to be sustaining for the rancheria.
Yeah, so I don't know. You know, I knew that I wanted to do something that was going to make a big difference. And when you're a kid, you always think about these things, and you see these commercials on TV about making a difference in the world, and you always think that's too big. You know, there's no way I'm going to be able to make a difference like that. And when these two groups called me, it was just like a light bulb went off in my head that was like, I have to do this. There's no way that both these groups called me on the same day that were interested
that's
in doing
the big
these
thing.
Types of projects.
Two different industries that could do this called you the same day, and they didn't know each other.
They didn't know each other. So EVM, Essential Vegetation Management, the company that we have that goes and does forestry work and vegetation work, they called earlier in the day, and then a couple hours later, H2EG called, and they were looking for a supplier of woody biomass. And so we started the conversations about, you know, whether EVM would be able to supply that woody biomass to them or not. I started explaining some of the benefits of partnering with the tribe and how interested I am in really making a difference in this planet and the damages that everybody, all these companies are doing. And before I knew it, I got a call back, and they were interested in partnering with us, and so was EVM. And that was about a year ago, and it's, you know, pretty much all history now. We've all partnered and started moving forward on these projects. And
okay, you're going to be in Red Bluff.
Yeah.
And you've got that locked in. And so when do you think you're going to start building?
We're hoping in the next 18 months we'll be fully funded and starting to build.
Okay. The government going to help you with this?
I hope so. We're going through a couple programs right now. We got the Department of Conservation's given us $500,000 to do all the pre-development planning phase stuff. We still have about another $500,000 that we need to do worth of work to get that done, so we're looking for more funding there. And then we're going through a couple direct loan programs that we can get the project funded through.
What about employment opportunities? Now, you don't get in the weeds with your EVM, but I imagine that that's a lot they're going to have to produce. I mean, how many tons are you looking at to, I mean, I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but we're talking about tons of this stuff being used.
Yeah, so we're going to produce biomass. 30 tons of hydrogen per day. I forget the exact number of how much biomass we needed, but it wasn't.
I know it's not a one-to-one, but even if it was a one-to-one, that's 30 tons a day.
Yeah, I want to say it was 27 truckloads per day that we need of woody biomass.
Okay. Wow. Well, this sounds very very promising, and I hope that, well, I know you will. You'll keep us appraised on
all
this. Because I see it as a win-win for everybody. One, it's going to put a lot of people to work out gathering the biomass. And how many people work in the plant?
I think the plant will take about 25 people to operate it, mm-hmm. and they're fairly high-paying jobs for the people that will be working there. We need a couple engineers and a few other positions that we'll have to hire for that facility. And the EVM company, it could be as big as a few hundred employees. So.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it depends on how big it gets.
Yep.
Now, you're looking at more than one plant, obviously.
Well, we're going to start with the one. It's right. Very expensive to get these things going. The way that we're doing it, we actually we create our own electricity, so we're not hooking up to the grid, which is huge. That it's
from the biomass.
Yeah. Well, no, the hydrogen facility.
Oh, the hydrogen facility. Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll create our own electricity to produce hydrogen by using a microgrid that will run off the gas that we produce. So we're literally producing the gas that produces the electricity that helps us produce hydrogen, and we can do all of that without having to hook up to the grid, which is important because the amount of time that it takes to hook up to the power grid to do a project like this is it takes way too long. So we'll be able to get this up and running a lot quicker that way. And we're pulling clean energy, which is good. That means that this is a green energy project. It's carbon negative and is literally better for the planet if this project happens than if it doesn't.
Can you use hydrogen for other things besides just vehicles?
Sure you can.
Well, I'm just thinking if you can provide your own electricity with it.
I mean, we can make microgrids with it.
Yeah. So the cost of So it costs right now like $4.85 a gallon for diesel. Yeah. What's the cost of this for like hydrogen? Would it be
hydrogen's pretty expensive on the market. I think it's about $13 a kilogram. I guess it would be.
Uh-huh.
We're planning on being able to produce it for a couple dollars. The goal is to get it to a dollar cost of production so that we would be able to compete with all the diesel companies and stuff out there and actually be able to have a green energy that's cheaper than fossil fuels.
Well, that's kind of the bottom line, too. It's the pocketbook like that. And if it's costing $13 equivalent for a gallon for it, it would be it'd be tough because they'd have to – but if you can get it down to whatever they're paying for diesel.
Our process and our model is showing that we'll be the cheapest hydrogen in the United States if we're able to pull this off.
Well, good luck.
Yeah,
I think this sounds really exciting, and I expect Tracy to drag you back in here again as we get closer.
I'm sure she
and
will.
To talk about this. the fact is that, one, we get rid of the forest floor mass, dead trees. We put people to work. We do it in an industry that the byproduct of it, if they're using it, is water, so we don't have any pollution. It's self-sustaining like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
and it's better than electric vehicles for the trucks.
This project's better for the planet to happen than if it doesn't happen. I think that's a significant statement to make.
And then we'll take a break on that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've gone for 15 years and never had a bad haircut. You know, it's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. They work by appointments only. So you can set it up so that you go there when you want to go there and not have to wait in line. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You can reach them at 530-244-9478.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundebot. It is the 18th of July, 8:36 in the morning, and it's 80 degrees. We hit the 80-degree mark at 8:36 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, another locally owned, locally run organization here. Cornerstone's been around for 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one in Anderson. Not only do they provide just outstanding service, but they also support many of the local things that are going on around here. If you're looking at construction and all that, but also local nonprofits, they're there to help people in so many different ways. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Real happy with them. And I'm here with Tracy Edwards.
Yes.
And Miranda Hayward.
Miranda Edwards.
Edwards. That's right. Why am I so screwed up there?
We know a lot of Haywards.
You know a lot of Haywards. No. Miranda. Of course. And Valerie.
Veronica.
Veronica. God. You know, it's my age. I don't know. It's, you know, I've said your names dozens, well, you for hundreds of times, and you for dozens and dozens of times, and yet I'm screwing them up. Okay, enough. And Veronica, I just met you, so I'll get better. As soon as I find my pen and write it. Oh, there it is. It always helps me. Okay, now, that was just extremely exciting.
Oh, good. I'm so excited. Yes, oh. We're very excited about it. Jeremy is very motivated, and that's a lot of science and technical talk. As you can tell, he has it down. And so when you asked about it last month, I thought it would be much better to bring the expert down and explain it all.
Well, I find this very, you know, hydrogen is one of those energy energy facets that we have or that can be used, but I really didn't know that much about hydrogen, and we talked about, is like gas, it is a combustible fuel, but it doesn't explode. It will, if you punch a hole through it and there's a flame there and you light it off, you'll have a flame that goes out.
Right.
A certain length, a certain amount. But you have the same problem with gasoline engines and in some cases diesel,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yep.
But having something that takes care of biomass and doesn't have a carbon footprint after it is just a good idea.
Absolutely. And that's what we do.
Well, and the plan you have of making it work in California, as we know, a lot of times the way California goes, the rest of the country goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Slowly.
We are a leader.
You slowly grow your hydrogen fuel areas. And I don't know. I should have asked him this. Is the difference in cost in building a hydrogen engine versus a internal combustion engine? But
I do not know the answer to that.
I'm not aiming that at you. And diesel engines go for 250,000 miles. Would a hydrogen engine go, something like that? I mean, all of that has to be taken into account. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Jeremy's been studying this.
Yeah, I think we're ahead of the game.
Oh, yeah.
As our tribe is in a lot of different ventures and stuff we do. So I think we're ahead of the game in this one. So,
you got anything else you can talk about, little ventures you guys?
Well, let's see. Our next big event for the community is our health fair. It's on August 2nd, and I wanted to invite everybody in the community down to our health fair. So we have about 90 to 100 vendors each year, so it's fun, too. You get to pick up free stuff. They give you a bag when you come through the door, and I see people leaving with all kinds of stuff in their bag. But if you come down, we'll do free body fat analysis, hemoglobin A1C testing for diabetes, blood glucose testing, blood pressure checks, cholesterol panel, dental screenings, pharmaceutical consults by pharmacists. So, if you don't get into your doctor every year, or you haven't been to a doctor for a while, anybody can come down and you do all these, you can do one of them. And it's really good. It kind of gives you an idea of where you're at. Every year we'll find somebody who does a test and something doesn't seem right, and then they follow up and end up catching something a little early. So that's the goal. If you're wondering about any of those things, we invite you down to come.
And if you find something wrong, then you can head down one of the clinics.
We can come to one of the clinics, yes. So, it's like I said, last year it looked like we had about 400 people that attended. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can bring your kids, you can bring your parents, you can bring whoever you want and come on down.
And it's August 2nd.
August 2nd.
Okay.
Yes. We've been doing this for several years, so we've got it down, and so it's a cool event.
When does it start?
9 a.m.
And it goes to?
2 p.m.
2 p.m., okay.
And it's at the event center and in front of the tribal office.
Okay.
So it's kind of, we take over the whole area down there and have booths set up all over.
Yeah, you have 90 to 100 vendors in there that are for health.
Yes.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds like...
It is. Sounds and then, like so we're kind of, because this event is so successful, we are actually holding our first one in Trinity. So we are having a Trinity Health Fair. So if you're up in the Weaverville area, Hay Fork area, and you want to have the same sort of event on July 27th, we are putting together our first ever Trinity Health Fair. So this event's, like I said, it's so successful, we're kind of duplicating it and bringing it up to Weaverville, and we're hoping that people will show up and get some testing done and learn some information about their body.
Well, if they can't get down to Reading,
exactly.
You're taking it to them.
Yep.
So that's going to be July 27th,
yes.
Which is...
next week.
Yeah, next week. And it's going to be... Where's it going to be?
It'll be at our health center.
At your health center.
Yes.
Okay.
Which
is beautiful.
Yeah, so if you're driving up from Reading to Weaverville, when you hit the first set of buildings where the Shasta County's, or Shasta College School annexes, the theater up there, we're right in that little cul-de-sac area there.
Okay. Yes. All right. So two health fairs,
mm-hmm.
one next week up
yes.
in Weaverville,
yes.
and the big one down here on August 2nd
yes.
at Reading Rancheria. Starts at 9 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of vendors, and you can get free tests on all types of things. There.
Yes.
Oh.
Crafts, and you can buy things too, so that's always good. Things. You can shop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. While you're taking my blood, I can have my card out and buy other things. Thank you very much. And here's the thing is, a lot of people don't get things like cholesterol or even their blood pressure taken and things like this, and then you find out something, then you have the other end of it too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you can go to one of the clinics
if
you don't have insurance or if you fall under
Medi-Cal partnership health patients. We service all those people too.
Yeah, thousands.
Yes, thousands.
You've taken thousands out of the emergency room.
We have, absolutely. We have at our Turn Creek Clinic. They do an amazing job down there. We have amazing doctors. I would go see them any day of the week, any one of them. So.
Well, they have a better job atmosphere, I think, with you all. I mean, it's regular hours. And, you know, that other doctors don't have. There's a lot of things they don't have to worry about.
Right.
And the fact is you don't have copays.
Absolutely.
You don't have generic
No, absolutely
either.
Not. Yeah. And we work well with the two hospitals in town, but I am giving my plug if you're a doctor and you want to come work for the Reading Rancheria. You don't have to work weekends or nights, and you can come down and work at one of our clinics. I definitely don't want to steal any docs from anywhere, but we, like everywhere else in the country, have a shortage of healthcare workers, doctors, mid-levels, frontline people. We are constantly looking for mental health providers. We're expanding our mental health, so we're looking for more providers. So anybody out there who are in that field and looking for wanting to change or come to work for the Rancheria, check us out.
I think healthcare workers at all levels, too. I know we always need medical assistants, nurses, and just staff to run the building.
Phlebotomist.
Yeah.
Blood drawers. It's the way my daughter started.
Oh, yeah.
Now a nurse.
We do.
She started there. She started in Philadelphia, and her job was drawing blood, right? Well, she was in the emergency room in Philadelphia, and she was up to her elbows and stuff that phlebotomists shouldn't probably be doing, but they needed extra hands.
Yeah, for sure.
But it showed her that she really wanted to do this. And so she went to school to get her nursing degree. So I'm very proud of her for that and what she does. Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Are Shasta County elections safe and free from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Are you okay with Gavin Newsom selecting your next supervisor? Stand with Kevin Cry and keep him in office. Please join us for a fundraising dinner and live auction on August 5th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets can be purchased in person at Ninja Coalition in Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. Get your tickets soon. This event will sell out. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom, No On Cry Recall.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Lundebot. If you hear that song, you know it's our last segment. Today is July the 18th, 8:50 in the morning, and gee, it's gone up another 2 degrees. It's 82 out there. Welcome back. We're here with Redding Rancheria with Tracy Edwards, Miranda Edwards, and Veronica, who is the intern in training here. And so where are you from? You're from here?
I'm from the Antelope Valley.
Hang on a second. So she turned you on. Okay.
I'm from the Antelope Valley in Southern California.
Yeah.
Veronica's a tribal member.
Okay.
And yeah. She just wanted to come up and enjoy the heat.
Yeah, well, it's the same down there, I think, in Antelope Valley.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
And it's pretty hot down there. So what's your mission in life here?
My mission in life?
Yeah, I mean, you're here to be an intern, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm helping out in the social media department this summer.
Oh. Maybe you can loan her to me.
We can all use a social media person. Yeah.
Veronica's a fellow Bruin. She's going to be starting her last year at UCLA this fall.
You're that old?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought you were bringing, like 16-year-olds up, and, you know, because you're family and you got a place to stay and all. So you're.
You thought I was 16, too.
I still do. UCLA, huh?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about USC?
USC? Oh, they suck.
Oh, okay. I love young people. I love them. And thanks for cleaning that up. Tricia, yeah, you've got some other things coming on. For one, of course, is the powwow.
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about the powwow.
And this is Miranda.
Yeah, so it is going to be our second year at the Redding Rodeo Grounds.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, big cheer. We're
Cowboys and
that.
Indians.
Cowboys
it.
And Indians teaming love up. We love to say it.
Teaming up against... Yeah. A common foe.
So it'll be at the powwow grounds October 6th to 8th. We'll have lots of vendors. If you were at Native American Heritage Night at the rodeo this year, you got a little bit of a preview of our incredible dancers. They're all ages, all kinds of dances. The regalia is beautiful colors. They're jingle dresses. They make incredible noises while they dance. So we had a bit of a preview at the rodeo, which you'll see at the powwow October 6th through 8th. Lots of beautiful craftsmen and vendors that we get to enjoy while we're there. I love shopping at the powwow. I spend way too much money every year.
If you only get to go there one night, is the grand entry every every night?
We do have grand entry every night. I think it's like 8 o'clock on Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. I think it's 8 o'clock. And then we do grand entry at 12 noon on Saturday and 12 noon on Sunday.
You need to go and see that. If, mm-hmm. if you can't stay for the whole event, which is really a lot of, I mean, it's beautiful. You need to see that grand entry.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I have videos, you know, off my phone because I had a friend that's in it, and it was. I have not seen anything like that before.
It's really cool. The grand entry is where all the dancers come out at once. So usually throughout the day, separate dance groups will go, different styles of dance and age groups will go at different times. So you'll have a lot smaller groups dancing throughout the day, but grand entry is all of the dancers, all of the styles, all the ages, out on the powwow, dancing at the same time. And it is just beautiful. You get to watch grandmas dancing with great grandchildren. It's a really cool experience.
And you need to be further up in the seating.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite spot in the
house. Because then you can see everything as they're forming up. You can see the drummers and different musicians in there and to see all that come in.
Yeah, to watch it from kind of up top, the aerial view is really cool.
And it's free.
And it's something that the rodeo has provided us that we didn't have before is that incredible view. So we love that.
Well, it's hard to see it if you're on the ground level because there's no way you can see everything that's happening. So when you can get some elevation up there, then you can see the whole circle when they come in and when they're dancing and all of this.
Absolutely.
So, okay. But that we've got a couple months to talk about that.
Yes.
What else?
Let's see. The tribe is actually we're hosting a huge event. The acronym is CNIGA, which stands for California Nations Indian Gaming Association. Our tribe is the host of this month, in August 16th and 17th. So there'll be about 50 tribes coming and embarking and coming upon Reading Rentry, and we host an all-day meeting with all of the tribes. The topic,
this is a national thing?
It's a state, California
Nations.
Yeah, California Nations. So it's tribal nations in California.
Okay.
Most of them are gaming tribes. Not all of them are gaming tribes, and the issues are usually surrounding gaming issues, and so our tribe is hosting it. We're excited about that, so we'll be bringing all those people to our to the rancheria, and they'll be staying in town, so if you see anybody, say hello.
Well, it's a friendly town.
Yeah.
So, is there a big issue facing the gaming in California now?
Well, we're, you know.
Or is it just kind of like.
The big issue right now is that card rooms and are sort of starting to do games that when the tribes negotiated with the governor, you know, the tribes have exclusive right to certain types of gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are arguments, and the tribes are feeling like the card rooms are starting to get creative in the games that they're doing and that they shouldn't be doing those types of games. So the tribes are, you know, soliciting the governor and talking about those issues. Don't ask me the number of the bill, but there's been a bill passed that kind of puts, you know, brings the card rooms back in check. So that's probably the big issue right now, is that the card rooms are sort of getting creative in what they're offering in their places. And, you know, according to the Constitution and the compacts that the tribes negotiated, they shouldn't be able to do those games.
Okay. So instead of just playing cards, there's machines in this somehow.
Yeah, and they play creative ways that they take the cards and make it games of chance, and should be sticking to the cards.
Well, if there's money involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. You have money involved, people find ways of doing things, and I always think that the other part of it is, if you want somebody to come up with new ideas of ways of doing things, you find a lazy person who's smart.
Yeah.
They will find an easier way to
work smarter,
harder. Smarter, not harder. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, we've about run out of time. We've got like 2 minutes left. Final thoughts here?
Yeah, well, you know what? I have papers in front of me, Carl, because I like to be prepared for you.
Sure.
But you always ask me where we're out on the casino. So
well, you know,
when I asked our attorney, he said, here's the statement you can say. So where we're at, the next step in the process is the BIA will release the final environmental impact to different cooperating agencies. So the county, Caltrans, Redding, Shasta County, any agency that has stepped forward and said, we want to know what's going on. They're going to get that and my attorney telling me that that will happen really soon. So that's a big step in this process, that the final EIR will be released to the cooperating agencies, and they'll get a final look at it.
So the final EIR says this is what has to be done?
Well, it talks about all of our ways that we will be mitigating and dealing with all the comments that we got. So, you know, when people were allowed to write in comments, give comments at public events, we have to address all those. So this report lays it all out, lays what's happening, and lays out how we're going to deal with everything.
There you go.
Yep, that's where we're at.
Well, imminent.
Yes. That's what
is
I'm
that
told.
Government imminent, or is it you're my imminent?
They're different.
Yeah, my imminent is, you know, it's been moving at a glacial speed.
Yes.
For years.
But the quotes here says it will happen soon. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
So at least then we'll have some kind of, we'll have a path forward.
Yeah, absolutely. We do.
I mean, it would be a path forward for the Rain Rancheria to at least have something in their hand.
One of these months, I'm going to walk in and I'm going to say, Carl, it's done. It's over. We're there.
Okay. Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
it'll be a fun one.
Yes.
We'll have a party here.
Yes.
Or you're going to have a party.
We will. We can pop some champagne.
Yeah. I forgot to ask Jeremy because, you know, he's got the casino also, right?
No, the Economic Development Corporation is to diversify from casino.
Okay,
yes.
So I couldn't
ask
him.
The Tribal Council is over the casino. All of our other businesses are over economic.
Well,
Redco's over.
I should call Jack and say, what night is it best to come down there for the slots? Thank you.
He'll say every night.
I know. He has said that. He said that to me. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us. Every month, so we can find out what's going on. And Veronica, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Go Bruins. Everybody, it's going to be like I said. It's going to be warm. Make sure you're hydrating. Don't leave anything in your car you want to see alive. It's going to get up to 150 degrees in your car. You don't want to.